Two Taliban gunmen killed a British aid worker in the Afghan capital yesterday, accusing her of spreading Christian propaganda in an attack that could help further restrict humanitarian activities in Afghanistan. Charles Collins has this report.
For 2.5 years, Gail Williams had worked in Afghanistan, helping the country's many disabled children. While walking to work on Monday, the 34-year-old was shot and killed by two members of the Taliban. They said they killed her because she was trying to spread her Christian faith. Ms. Williams worked for a Christian aid organization. The aid group SERVE, which stands for Serving Emergency Relief and Vocational Enterprises, has been working with Afghan refugees since 1980 in Pakistan. It denies it is in any way involved in proselytizing. The charity's chairman, Mike Lith, says Gail Williams just wanted to help those most in need.
She was working with especially the disabled. That was her passion, and that's what we actually focus on in SERVE Afghanistan, is actually working with the disabled and then with Afghan communities and attempting to help them to handle the disabilities.
Attacks against Westerners in Kabul and surrounding provinces have increased recently. In mid-August, Taliban militants killed three women working for the U.S. aid group International Rescue Committee while they were driving in Logar, one province south of Kabul. The capital city is now blanketed with police checkpoints, and embassies and military bases in the United Nations are erecting cement barriers to guard against suicide bombings. But aid workers, who like Gail Williams have to reach people in their homes and villages, will continue to work without such elaborate security measures. I'm Charles Collins.